sexual Transylvania.
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? The Rio Theater, voted number one in East Vancouver. Your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool. Don't miss the most anticipated film of the summer, Inception, directed by Christopher Nolan, starring Leonardo DiCaprio at the Rio Theater, 1160 East Broadway at Commercial. For more info, go to riotheater.ca.
Hi, my name is Seth, and I am here on CITR doing a show called Listener Hour because I won what was probably a rigged contest. The Listener Hour is sort of a CITR listener appreciation where we get to come on and play our own music and basically screw around with equipment. But since I hate music, I had to recruit somebody to pick music for me. So I'm in charge of the banter. My name's Seth, and then my friend Jason picked the music, and I'll let him tell you about the music that he picked and the theme.
Hi, Seth. How are you?
Good. I'm good.
This is pretty cool.
Yeah, good to I'm glad you came along and decided to do this.
Oh, yeah, I'm delighted, you know. It's not every day you get a chance to do a show on the airwaves, as they say. So, yeah, cool. Basically, we've got a little mixture of different types of songs. Some from Glasgow is my sort of hometown or the west of Scotland, and also just a couple of great songs that I picked out of my CD collection. So I hope you like them. And we're going to start off with a band from Glasgow called Travis, and this is called All I Want to Do Is Rock.
The time to stop.
Hi, this is Randy Randall from No Age. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks a lot.
So there we go. That last song you heard there was from a band from Manchester in England called the Buzzcocks.
Stop fidgeting with your velcro there.
Sorry, I'm fidgeting here. The last song was from the Buzzcocks, a band from Manchester, and it's called Ever Fallen In Love With Someone You Shouldn't Have Fallen In Love With, or words to that thereabouts. Before that you heard Primal Scream, another band from Glasgow. From the album Screamadelica, that was Moving On Up. And before that, you heard Travis with the wonderful All I Want to Do Is Rock.
And we're here doing the Listener Hour with on CITR. That was Jason you just heard, and my name is Seth. It was Jason's idea. We were actually going to call this show Seth and the Guy That We Couldn't Understand. Sometimes I can't understand him because of his accent. True. But
I've been taking lessons, that's what it is. Elocution lessons. Well, execution lessons.
Do you want to cue up the next couple of songs?
Our next song comes from The Clash, from their debut album entitled The Clash. This is a song called Janie Jones. That was The Jam with A Town Called Malice, which for me is one of my favourite songs of all time. Before that here, you heard one of my also favourite bands, The Specials, who hailed from Coventry in England. And that song was from 1979. They sort of started off a revival of the ska movement in the UK. And that album was actually, a wee bit of trivia, the first album I ever bought. I saved up my pocket money for weeks, popped down to the local store, the record shop as they called it in the days, and bought the album, listened to it continuously for about a week. So fantastic. Before that, of course, it was The Clash and Janie Jones.
So that Specials album came out in 1979, is that when you bought it?
Yeah, must maybe 1980.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
I was born in 1979.
Sure, yeah, cheers. Do you want a punch in the face? sorry, I'm showing my age, yeah.
Well, I'm showing my age, yeah. 1979.
But that was sort of post-punk, you know, maybe just a few years after the Sex Pistols. And for a lot of people, it was just a different form of music, you know. Hmm. For me, I was just bored with my mum's ABBA albums and stuff, you know. I needed a change. So there you go, yeah. So they actually reformed last year. They played Glastonbury.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I was devastated because when I was younger, I was too young to go and see them. So when they played 2 years ago, I think, at Glastonbury, I was gutted because I was obviously in Vancouver.
You had just moved to Vancouver.
Yeah. I just moved here and I couldn't go and see them. So such is life. The next little song we're going to play is from a band called The Jesus and Mary Chain, which is probably one of the strangest names you'll get for a band. And they actually came from my area, which basically they just lived maybe half a mile down the road, but I never got to meet the guys, and I wish I did because they're one of my favourite bands. This song is called Sometimes Always.
Lucky son of the cross. CITR 101.9 FM and Bad Bird present the Main Street Vinyl and Arts Fair, Sunday, August 22nd at the Lunar Lounge, third floor of Planet Bingo, two blocks south of Main and Broadway. buy, sell, trade new and used vinyl, 7 inches, LPs, and even cassettes. Check out Wares from some of Vancouver's most talented young artists and jewelers. Featuring live music from CITR DJ Luke Meat. Go to CITR.ca or badbird.tv for details. The Main Street Vinyl and Arts Fair, Sunday, August 22nd, noon to 6 p.m., third floor of Planet Bingo, two blocks south of Main and Broadway.
Well, I see you there!
Live at the Lunar Lounge!
That last song you heard there came from a band called Teenage Fan Club, another Scots band, and the song is called I Don't Want Control of You, and it comes from the album Tales from Northern Britain. Before that, you heard a band from Liverpool, another one of my favourite bands, Echo and the Bunnymen, and that was from 1984 with a song entitled The Cutter. And like me and Seth have spoke a wee bit about Echo and the Bunnymen in the past. They're just a seminal band, you know, and they've influenced so many people over the years.
You said that they're your favourite band of all time?
Probably, yeah. Probably, I would say. There's a few, but they're probably one of my favourites, yeah. And actually, a wee daft story. I met the lead singer, Ian McCulloch, one time when I was at school. And we were going on a school exchange visit to France.
How old were you?
I was about 15 at the time. So me and a group of my friends came off the bus, and we were in one of these sort of service station type places to buy food. And one of my friends said to me, "Is that not that guy out of the band you like?" And I said, "Look, who are you talking about?" And he says, "Echo and the Bunnymen."
Did you go over there and punch him in the face?
Oh, no, well, I was a bit proud because I never asked people for autographs, but I had to ask him, and I was only a kid, so it was cool. And he spoke to me for a few minutes, you know, and it made my holiday.
Cool.
Yeah, it was nice.
In France?
And yeah, we went to the south of France for an exchange visit. Yeah.
Cool.
Stayed, and you were 15. You can drink beer in France at 15. So for a group of kids from the west of Scotland, this is like Disneyland. So yeah, fantastic. And obviously before that you heard Jesus and the Mary Chain. This is Belle and Sebastian with Sleep the Clock Around.
Good, nice enunciation. I could really understand
you. Yeah.
All right.
Off it on all the paper bags. are glad that they came. And you go to the place where you finally found you can look at yourself. Sleep the clock around.
Jacqueline was 17, working on a desk when I four peered above a spectacle, forgot that he'd wrecked a girl. Sometimes these eyes forget the face they're peering from, when the face they peer upon. Well, you know that faces I do, and how in the return of the gaze she can return you the face that you are staring from.
free to ride our machines without being hassled by the man. Yeah. And we want to get loaded. Yeah.
On Fridays from 1 till 2 p.m., prepare to get your jeans dirty. Join me, Bobby the Badger Ferris, for the greasier side of rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country. From Hank to the Helicopters, from Otis to the Oblivions, it's the perfect way to slither into your weekend.
We won't talk about the habits, just the music and the man.
That's The Barn Burner every Friday from 1 till 2 p.m. only on CITR 101.9.
That was Glass Vegas you heard there with Geraldine. Glass Vegas, I think I told you this, I went to see them in Vancouver. But it was only maybe a month after I arrived in Vancouver. And I never knew a soul, so I had two tickets for the gig. And one for me, one for my missus. And she decided she didn't want to go. So I thought, well, I've got a spare ticket. I don't know anybody. So I ended up advertised on Craigslist, just looking for someone. If they wanted the ticket, they would have to take it, but they'd have to go for a pint with me first, which might sound a bit scary to some people, but I got about...
Sounds bromantic to me.
It does. I got about 20 replies.
You got 20 replies?
Yeah, I get loads, yeah. Wow. All sorts of females and all. Do you want to go for a drink? I'll take you for a drink, you know, that stuff. But I wasn't interested in that. I was just interested in basically the best story, and it came from this guy. And it turned out he was a really nice guy, but he just couldn't handle his drink. So the gig was on Richards & Richards before it closed. Fantastic gig, but this guy was just, as we call him in Scotland, steamboats. You know, kept spilling his drinks. So eventually I sort of lost him, which wasn't totally unaccidental.
He probably didn't even notice if he was that drunk.
And then after the gig, I gets talking to the band, a couple of the guys out of the band. And it was the first time people come up to me and they thought I was in the band, you know, and they started talking to me and shaking.
Because you were Scottish?
Yeah. So that was my, like, 15 minutes of fame. Pretty sad.
Then this is your second 15
minutes? This is my second, yeah. I don't know what my third will be, if there'll be one, but yeah, that was quite sad on my part. But I didn't go out my way for them to think I was part of the band, you know. I was just standing talking, having a beer. So. And before that, another band I've seen in Vancouver. See, you can see a pattern developing here. Glaswegian's Franz Ferdinand with the song Jacqueline. I seen them at Malcolm Bowl last September. Fantastic gig. The guys really know how to rock the place, you know. The sound they make is just fantastic. And before that, obviously, Belle and Sebastian from Glasgow.
So even though I said that I hate music, I did pick one song. Unfortunately, it doesn't really follow with the theme. It's Nick Cave, who is Australian. I guess he did live in London for a while. Anyways, he's the coolest man ever to walk the planet. And I picked what I think is his coolest song, called The Witness Song, from his album The Good Son. I have never seen Nick Cave live, but I would probably give my left toe to see Nick Cave live. I was living in Amsterdam, and I knew he was coming to town, so I went to the ticket seller to ask if they had tickets, and they didn't have tickets on sale yet. And I went back a week later, and they were sold out. So that is my tragic story, the closest that I've ever been to seeing Nick Cave. And he's really old, so he'll probably die soon. I don't know if I'll ever get to see him. I know that he's only played in Vancouver once as part of Lollapalooza, and it would be nice if he'd come back.
With desire, and a winter fire. Time gets somewhat muddled here, but no matter, no matter. Here come the events all tumbling down. Now beyond the wall was a great garden into which we passed. Is a me and my friend, and the place was all overgrown with weeds. And behold, from its center there rose a great fountain, a fountain with the healing waters. Yes, a fountain with the healing waters. And we knelt down by the rim, and I dipped my hand in, and she dipped her hand into. And I said, are you healed? And she said, well, are you healed? And I said, yes, I'm healed. And she said, oh, yes, I'm healed then, too. And I said, babe, you are a liar. 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 When you're old, to heal that to see. And I kissed her once, I kissed her twice.
I kissed her once, I kissed her twice.
last little gem of a song, because it lasts, I think, just over 2 minutes, if that, was called Head On by the Pixies from their album Triomphe de la Monde.
I'm really enjoying your enunciation. I can really understand you.
Yeah. Do you know that? It was German I was talking there. So that song actually was written by William Reid of Jesus and the Mary Chain. And that, I suppose, is a bit as a Scottish connection again. But I just had to play a bit of the Pixies because they're one of my favourite bands. Yeah. And I know Seth likes them as well. And he's got a wee story to tell you about the Pixies.
Yeah, actually, I've never seen the Pixies, but I was living in Amsterdam one time and I went to see Frank Black. And I went in the wrong entrance, and so they asked me if I was with the band. And I could have gone in like backstage and like helped myself to food and stuff like that. But
women.
Exactly. But I'm too honest.
You should have went for it, I think.
I know I should have, but I didn't think of it at the time.
You lie there and think of that often during the sleepless night.
Almost every night I think about how I blew my chance to pretend that I was Frank Black. But it was a great show. Like, he opened the show with Where Is My Mind and played a whole bunch of Pixie songs, which I hear that he doesn't do anymore. It would have been 2001, I guess.
Sure, yeah.
It was a good show.
Yeah.
I think it was the Milky Way in Amsterdam.
Cool.
I think that's it for our show, right?
Pretty much, yeah. I think it's been a joy and a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it was fun. Maybe we'll do it again sometime.
Oh, yeah. That'd be nice.
Maybe get our own show or something.
Oh, yeah. We're going to leave you with one last song. And this is a song I think that should get played to every kid as they grow up, from like kindergarten all the way up. Although the song's actually about teenagers, it's just such a great song and what rock and roll's all about. This band is an Irish band and they're called The Undertones, and this is the classical Wonderful Teenage Kicks.
All right, cheers. Thanks for listening, everybody.